This is Barb Karakostas, VAX Art Exhibition Chair. I am here with quilt artist Becky Wetzel. Becky's beautiful quilt, Home Sweet Home, was just awarded first place in the VAC exhibit, Ode to Imagination. Our guest juror was internationally known silhouette artist, author, songwriter, and storyteller Clay Rice. First of all, Becky, congratulations on receiving first place. Becky is a very talented quilt artist and also received the first place award in the VAC October exhibit, Off the Beaten Path. So thank you, Becky, for being here. Becky, first of all, could you tell us a little about your quilt, starting with the inspiration and theme of your quilt?
Home Sweet Home, it's just a quilt that shows different homes. It doesn't matter what kind of home it is, that if it's your home, you make it the home, whether it's a birdhouse or a treehouse. And that's the inspiration. And then I just kept adding to it. And
well, great.
Getting carried away.
Let me ask you about the process of creating quilts. Once you decide on the theme of a quilt, what are the steps that you take in creating the quilt, including what materials and tools you use? How do you choose the fabrics, the colors? And how long does it take you to create a quilt?
That particular quilt took about a year and a half. I would do a block a month, and they'd send the block to me, and I would add what I wanted and elaborate and decorate. It's like planting gardens and things like that.
Where do you shop for your fabrics for your quilts?
At the time, I was living in Illinois, and there was a really neat quilt shop about an hour away, and I took classes there probably every week, and I just got addicted to it.
I noticed you have a lot of embellishments in your quilt. Can you tell me a little bit more how you use those embellishments?
I just look at it and see what it needs, and then I have a tendency to get carried away. I should know when to stop, but I don't, and therefore I have lots of embellishment.
Well, it certainly adds some interest and texture to your beautiful quilts.
Thank you.
What is your background as a quilt artist?
I moved out to Illinois in 89, and I lived in the country and didn't know anybody, and I saw these classes advertised, and I jumped on it. And I put out, in the 10 years I lived there, probably 30 quilts, and I just ran with it.
And now at Dautau, are you part of the Dautau Island Quilters?
I just joined, and it's gotten me back to quilting. I hadn't quilted for several years, and now I'm picking it up again, and I love that.
And do you have a studio at home that you work in?
An extra bedroom.
Great. What or whom have been the greatest influences on your work?
Probably when I was young, and my girlfriends would get, their parents would, or their mothers would make them these quilts. And my mom was a sewer, and I was just absolutely jealous of these quilts they would get. And that was always in the back of my mind, and that's why I started the classes. That keeps me interested.
Well, good. Well, we're glad you're still continuing with quilting. Is there anything else you want to share with us about your life as a quilt artist? And do you have what do you have in the works right now?
Right, I just finished the one they had a class for. I finished a baby quilt. It's a crooked log cabin, and I'm working on a bedspread for myself right now, and I'm real excited about that. I'm close to being done doing the hand quilting.
Do you do any machine stitching, or is it all hand stitching in your quilt?
I prefer hand stitching, but I do machine some things, and I use my own machine, and that's a job.
Well, they are gorgeous. We can't thank you enough for participating in our VAC exhibits, and we look forward to seeing your future quilts.
Okay.
So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.